Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna and Chris Brown. You think they still talk?
Heck no. He beat the crap out of her.
Nope, they do. They still keep in touch 5 years after ending their abusive relationship. According to a source, Chris and Rihanna continue to be in frequent contact with each other. They are extremely supportive of each other's projects. There is a lot of history between the two. Rihanna is aware that there will be concern about her friendship with Chris, but she can handle herself. Over the weekend, Chris commented on a topless Instagram photo of Rihanna with a flushed face emoji. Rihanna did not acknowledge Chris. She later shared a screenshot of a Bible verse that read, "There may be times when it seems that you cannot go forward, but at least you do not have to go backward." Joe! Kourtney Kardashian posed completely nude for the December-January issue of GQ Mexico. The mom of three is in just a white bodysuit on the cover. She's 39 years old. She says, "I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I like to be naked in my house, and I think it's important to show positive images of our body." She also explained that she's no longer as picky about what she eats, although nutrition is important, saying, "I used to do very specific diets. I learned something from all of them and incorporated them into my lifestyle, but I'm not so strict anymore." And during an interview with Daily Mail, Barbara Streisand bashed women who voted for President Trump. She said, "Women who voted for Trump don't believe enough in their own thoughts to vote against their husbands or significant others. Maybe Hillary Clinton was so articulate, so experienced, and so fit for the presidency that it was just too intimidating." So obviously, half of America is absolutely irate that she would say something. And all I have to say in response to that is, the only person who's ever told me how to vote is Hollywood and Barbara. It's never been a significant other that I have been with. So that's all I'm going to say about
that.
That's
a man in your life?
No men in my life have ever told me how to vote. It's only ever been Hollywood. And Jada Pinkett Smith said that this is the reason why she can't ever divorce Will Smith.
"I'm not mature enough to have a divorce. When you have to start going, breaking up assets."
Yeah.
"You understand? Like, I know what I can do and I know what I can't. I actually have more maturity to figure it out within and work with what I got."
That sounds honestly relatable.
Sounds like you or Liv the Web Girl.
Exactly.
"I need a divorce, but what do I got to do?
I don't know how. I think I'd just rather not because it's just too hard.
It's a lot of work." Okay. All right, thank you very much, Alex. That is The Garbage. See it all at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, coming up next here on The Joe and Alex Show, we're going to have an adult conversation. Our newest member of the show, we call him Producer Porkchop. If you didn't know this, a little bit of an interesting thing here, he's actually bisexual.
"Yeah, there's not that many of us."
I bet there's a lot more out there. We just don't know about it. Right. Anyways... we're going to open up the phones at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539 if you want to join in this conversation, because I have, I guess maybe it's ignorance, but I have so many questions I want to ask you. For example, I won't give it all away, but I know you've talked about possibly being married one day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering how that all works as far as like a proposal, for example. Questions I have no clue of and maybe I'm a little ignorant to. I would like to kind of ask, you know, you as a bisexual man, how does it work?
Ignorance is bliss.
Or is it?
Okay. We will talk to the bisexual pork chop next on The Joe and Alex Show.